The meat and milk from cows that go through cattle markets like this will eventually find its way into our local shops. You don't see too many, though, of those EU plaques announcing EU cash was spent here at these places or on farms. But nearly 40% of the European Union's budget is spent on farming and rural projects, often in the form of subsidies. And those subsidies support places like this, Organsdale Farm in Kelsall, just outside Chester. Next to me are 25 young calves that are being reared here for milking when they get a bit older. But outside this barn is a show jumping ring. And in another part of the farmyard, there are business units that have been made out of the barns. This place has had to diversify because for farmers, times are tough.
I'm Phil Latham. I'm a dairy farmer and I also run a diversified business setup. Because we've had the level of support that's come with the current agricultural policy, a shift in policy or a shift in our relationship may impact on the level of direct support that we have. And there are a lot of dairy farmers who are contemplating packing up at the moment because of the dire milk price situation, and any reduction in support will affect the viability of those businesses.
Basically, we're talking here about money, aren't we? Funding subsidies that come from Europe specifically for farmers.
Yes, we are. And if those are withdrawn, and it's very likely that they will be withdrawn if there's an exit, without that agricultural support, there will be a lot of farmers exiting the industry. There's no doubt about that.
The campaign to leave the EU says the money the UK gives to the EU would be better spent on the NHS, even though some of it comes back as farm subsidies. But they also insist the subsidies would continue if we left. And that's one of a number of reasons some farmers want to leave.
Because we don't milk, we don't seem to have quite as many moans as some of the dairy farmers. But
across the Cheshire countryside, Brian and his brother run Shanty Farm. There are 300 acres here for beef cattle, as well as vegetables and cereals. And this is the farm shop here on site, one of the ways that you've diversified. A lot of farm produce laid out in front of us. And it's the regulations over what you do that's driving you more towards coming out of the EU, isn't it?
Well, yes, because I think we've been told what we can grow, what you can use in sprays or anything. They're trying to make life that much more hard. They seem to be laying the law down when things you can or can't use. It just becomes harder and harder, and then they're going on about things should be a certain length, a certain size.
But what about the prices we pay in the shops? Would leaving Europe affect that?
I don't know, really, because at the end of the day, I'm sure France and Spain, the amount of fresh produce that comes into this country from over there, they'd be quite happy to keep sending it over here. It might mean that sometimes English growers on the wholesale market might just get a little bit of a fairer price, even if it makes things slightly dearer, because obviously the price of food in relation to a lot of other things is just becoming cheaper and cheaper.
I don't think that the prices for milk will go up. I think the milk prices will come down. And therefore, our ability to increase wages goes the other way, I'm afraid.
So there's no real clarity over the price of food in a Brexited Britain. But even though farmers get millions of pounds of subsidies from the EU, the regulations that come from Brussels ensure that there is still a portion of farmers at places like this who want out.